Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com. All right, so Let's shift gears to Brandon for a minute. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but last night I stumbled across something, and it got me fired up because I feel attacked because I feel like I was the person that broke this story. So when you say, when you deny the reports, you say you shut down internet rumors, I feel like you're calling Clay a liar. So Saturday, sitting out on the patio, downtown Brandon, enjoying a cold beer. My buddy Sutton, outside Burgers Blues Barbecue. See a bunch of cop cars riding by. You don't see that too often in Brandon. Actually, you see it more than you think. But I don't always catch it with video. So I see like five or six Brandon PD units ride by, then a fire truck, then an ambulance. And I'm like, man, what are they doing? So I got the video of it, and I just so happened to see, I'm not going to name this person's name because they're a city official and I don't want to drag them into nothing, but there was a city official there at the restaurant. I go over to their table. I said, hey, Scotty Ray from over in Meridian has a Scotty Ray report. He calls me, and Scotty's always got the best stuff. He said, hey man, I'm hearing somebody got shot over at Shiloh Park, a coach maybe. He said, can you find anything out? I said, well, just so happens, I just saw a bunch of cop cars ride by. And I said, there's a city official here. Let me see if I can get them to verify. So I walk over. I said, hey, here's what I'm hearing. Can we verify this? They say, give me 1 second. They made a phone call. Come back, said it wasn't a heated attack. Like, nobody shot an umpire, per se, like, intentionally. But it appears that a stray bullet came out and hit a coach or an umpire or something on the field. I said, okay, well, somebody got shot. In my hood, that's called somebody got shot. Now, we can call it whatever we want out here in Brandon. But where I grow up, if a bullet hits you, you got shot. Sorry. If it's hot and it hits you and it came out of anything other than somebody's hand throwing it at you like a rock, you got shot. Now, you can call it grazed, you can call it whatever you want, but in Clay Edwards' mind, it's called getting shot. It's like getting the hookup. So, I'm browsing the interwebs last night, and I see a story on WLBT, and I'm just going to call it out. Either y'all are calling me a liar, or I'm calling y'all a liar, but somebody's lying. Either WLBT, the Brandon Chief of Police, or me. And I don't think I'm the one lying. So that's why we're talking about this morning. The headline says, Brandon Police Chief shuts down social media report that umpire was grazed by a bullet at Shiloh Park. Okay, that is the headline. I want y'all to remember this going into the video here of the police chief.
Later on social media over the weekend saying someone was hit by a stray bullet at Shiloh Park in Brandon. Well, some reports mention an umpire sustained minor injuries as a result. Well, Three on Your Side's Brendan Hall gets more information from the city's police chief. Brendan?
And Howard, while there is some truth to that, Brandon's police chief says there was no act of violence and nobody in the area reported hearing any gunshots.
And that's not true. People did report hearing the gunshots. I've got them in my comments.
Chief Joseph French says the incident happened Saturday during a tournament at Shiloh Park. He says someone who was out on the field felt something hit his chest and looked down to find a bullet. Chief French says his department is still investigating, and at this time, officers aren't sure whether the bullet fell out of the sky or if someone threw it.
Fell out of the sky or if someone threw it. If it fell out of the sky, it's stray. And I would like to meet the person that could throw a bullet that far away and it hit somebody to the point that it hurt him.
He said he felt what he thought was a rock hit his chest, and he looked down on the ground, and there was what we believe to be a .22 projectile on the ground. That person had a very, very minor superficial wound to his chest. It didn't even penetrate the clothing. and nobody in the area reported hearing a gunshot.
Now, another Facebook post on the USA Softball of Mississippi Travel Ball page says the incident happened at the USA Softball Autism Awareness event. The post further mentioned that it was a coach who sustained a minor injury and that he resumed coaching shortly after. Chief French says Shiloh Park is as safe as it can be and nobody needs to be concerned.
Now, they're just playing this from a Shiloh Park is safe thing. Yeah, Shiloh Park is as safe as anywhere. I mean, Brandon's safe. You're going to have nut jobs do nut job stuff every now and then. I'm not even suggesting this was a nut job type incident. Somebody fired a gun in the air or something. Other people say they heard gunfire that were there. Maybe the person that he talked to didn't, but he should go look at the comments under my post where I mentioned that this is happening. Several people say they heard gunfire that were there. Like, nobody disputes that somebody got shot. I guess where I have a grievance is Brandon Police Chief shuts down social media report that umpire was grazed by a bullet. Okay, so are we shutting down there was an umpire or that it was a coach? I mean, we're getting really lost in semantics here, aren't we? Somebody got grazed by a damn bullet at Shiloh Park. It's a story because it could have been somebody's kid, especially if it's a random shooting. I mean, that's the first place my mind went was, oh my God, what if that had been some kid? I mean, you hate it for adults, don't get me wrong. Hate it for anybody. Clay don't want to get shot today, tomorrow, yesterday. None of them days that end in Y. I just don't understand the wordsmithing here. Try to say, oh, we shut down those internet rumors. But by admitting it? By admitting that somebody got shot, you shut down those internet rumors? Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. If you want to chime in, if you want to call in this morning, the Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We'd love to hear from y'all this morning. Roger chimes in on the Guns and Gear text line. Got a couple thoughts about this. He says, I was one of the directors for the baseball tournament on the other side of the complex, and it literally grazed him, and it fell on the ground. The umpire picked it up and said, dang, this is a 22. The guy put a freaking Band-Aid on, and the tournament went on after a short delay. Yeah, so, got shot, grazed, whatever you want to call it. A bullet hits my skin, I'm saying I got shot. But anyway, point being, it happened. So, internet rumors, true. Internet. Sometimes the internet's right. Sometimes social media is right. Sometimes we have firsthand information. I guess technically that'd be secondhand. Anyway, sometimes we have good info and we get stories right. I don't know why I care, but I don't like it when I feel like I'm being called a liar, especially on something that I had 100% accuracy about. So that's Brandon. That was Saturday. Had a good time otherwise. Had a really good time hanging out there at Burgers Blues Barbecue. Watched the last round of the Masters in the little dive bar area, B3. Love that place. Little bartender in there. I went to like start a tab or whatever. And she said, my daddy told me I might meet you here. He said you hung out here. He listens to your radio show. I said, well, here I am. Here I am. Shout out to, met another really nice fellow named Andre. Sitting there, good dude, said he listens to the radio show. So, good morning, Andre. Good morning, bartender's dad. So, Clay Edwards Show, just out there meeting everybody. Let's see here. There's a couple more texts on the Guns and Gear text line. Let's see here. Unknown texter says, how does a bullet graze someone in the chest? Arm, leg, face, neck, I understand, but not the chest. I know, it feels like a target area. Like it doesn't, and I guess technically if we're splitting hairs here, it could be going across your body. You know, like graze your boob. Can I say boob on the radio? Let's see here. We got a couple more texts and we got to take a break. Unknown texter. I got shot at one time and seen the bullet twice when it passed me and when I passed it. Dang. Somebody just said, did you listen to McDowell Road? Oh, so you sent me a song. Man, I don't open links, but it's probably that song from my buddy from South Jackson. The McDowell Road song. Travis. Is it Travis? Yeah. Travis Meadows. Yeah, man, I've been a Travis Meadows fan for a long time. Actually, somebody brought him here to Jackson and brought him to Hallam Miles a few years back. It's been six or so years now, back before COVID. Shoot, man, it's probably been like 8 years. I just went out there by myself that night and watched Travis Meadows. He's great. He played an acoustic set there. It was just him, a guy with a steel guitar, I think, there in the Red Room. If you don't know who Travis Meadows is, man, he's from South Jackson, moved up to Nashville, wrote songs for the biggest of the biggest. His sister, I worked with his sister at Wilson Hyundai, or Kia, same thing, for a while. Good folks. Travis is a really nice guy. You know, he used to be a youth minister over at Southside Assembly of God, and he lost his leg somehow or another. I don't know if it was a wreck or maybe diabetes or something like that. And he moved to Nashville, battled being an alcoholic and all kind of stuff, and won that battle. And got into being a big songwriter, and he actually released a couple solo albums, you know, not on big labels or nothing, just independently. Eric Church has recorded some of his songs, multiple of his songs, Kenny Chesney, so on and so forth. So, yeah, man, if y'all want to check out a good local artist that doesn't live here anymore, Travis Meadows. He's got a really good song called Mississippi, too. I could just go on and on and on talking about Travis Meadows' songs. He's got one called Jungle Land, talking about Jackson. Not like in the sense you might be thinking. But, yeah, real good. Check out Travis Meadows. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got all kind of stories to hit today. I got a good night's sleep. I'm ready to rock and roll. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.